A new independent study by the Poneman Institute presents some grim realities when it comes to the state of cybersecurity within the government. It found the majority of state and federal IT employees feel that intelligence shared between agencies has little or no positive effect. Larry Poneman is the chairman and founder of the Poneman Institute, and he joins us now to discuss information sharing and several other findings in the State of Cybersecurity Report. Hi there, Larry. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jared.
And there's a lot here, but let's start with that information sharing piece. You talked to 443 IT professionals. 72% of the federal employees said they do share information with someone, whether that's commercial, other agency, law enforcement, but only 29% that sharing seems to do any good. How do we square that circle?
Yeah, it's quite a finding, right, given all that's happening right now, both at the federal and state and local levels. But for the most part, we find that while sharing is happening, both groups, federal IT and those who work in state and local government, see sharing as being woefully inadequate and could be obviously improved upon pretty significantly. There are other significant differences between federal, state, and local IT security practitioners. In addition to the sharing problem that you just mentioned, there's also a hiring problem. People at the state and local levels basically say the problem of hiring expert staff is very, very significant and not being resolved easily. Also, deploying state-of-the-art technologies is a big problem as well. So, you know, it really creates a pretty negative picture of the federal, state, and local governments in terms of achieving a strong security posture.
How do you account for those differences that you just alluded to between state and federal? Is it mostly a matter of funding, or are there different levels of prestige in working for the federal government and therefore they attract more talent? How does that shake out?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure I have a great answer for you. It seems like the perception is that the federal government is, believe it or not, less bureaucratic in delivering IT security services than state and local government. Also, the budget issue that you mentioned, it seemed like people who were in the state and local governments had a harder time justifying the required security spend. And I think that those issues taken together probably explain why threat sharing is viewed differently by these two different groups of IT security practitioners.
You also asked people about innovation, and only 44% of respondents said that their organizations were highly innovative in sort of coming up with security responses or security protections. First
right.
of all, what do we mean by innovation, and why do folks seem to feel like they're not getting there?
Well, believe it or not, people don't equate innovation with security, but in order to do security right, you have to be flexible, have a high degree of agility. You have to be able to kind of think better, faster, smarter than the bad guy. And we don't really see a lot of innovation both at the federal and state and local level, but there are differences that people at the federal level believe their organizations are better at innovating on security technologies and also, you know, implementing governance and control practices around that technology.
Of course, innovation is not the only silver bullet to cybersecurity. A lot of this is just doing what we already know works. So how do we seem to be doing on that score? You know, just standard blocking and tackling, implementing patches, that sort of thing.
Now, not just this particular piece of research, but other studies that we've done on security effectiveness by different industry groups and comparing federal or, you know, just public sector to commercial organizations, there are differences. In general, we find that federal, state, and local governments are having a hard time achieving a strong security posture. There's a lot of pressure in these security groups to comply with different standards, like NIST, for example. And, you know, that's basically putting a lot of pressure when you don't have a lot of resources to get it done right. So it really does affect the security posture of our government agencies.
Another finding in your report just has to do with where the threats are coming from and where the successful penetrations are coming from. And as much as we've been hearing in the public lately about nation states, it's actually pretty far down in the list in terms of where the actual problems or successful intrusions are coming from, right?
Right. I mean, it seems pretty glamorous when we're attacked by a nation state, say it's North Korea or Syria or the Russian Federation. But the basic problems are really just preventing normal malware infection or succumbing to phishing attacks. You know, those seem to be very big problems for government organizations as well.
And did you get into why those remain problems? Because those are, it seems to me, much more solvable than warding off big, well-funded nation-state programs.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think it boils down to something that is so fundamental to security. It's just basically called leadership. It's having the right governance structure in place and not having bureaucracy that prevents you from making decisions quickly. You know, we notice that, threat intelligence is valuable when it's actionable, when things happen quickly. And maybe one of the reasons why we don't get a high grade for threat intelligence in government is that things just move too slowly, and bureaucracy is definitely a major factor here.
And did your respondents, or did you really ask them what exactly those barriers are? Because, I mean, we have formal programs set up that are supposed to make agencies more agile, not just in sharing with each other, but in sharing with law enforcement and sharing with commercial companies. And the law enforcement piece, by the way, was particularly interesting. I think it was in the teens in terms of the percentage of agencies who are actually sharing what they know about cyber threats with law enforcement.
Well, absolutely right. And thank you, by the way. It's a nice compliment. You remembered all these stats. So I appreciate that. But definitely we found that, sharing with law enforcement or, government organizations like the Department of Homeland Security could be improved pretty significantly. It was kind of interesting, though, when we asked the federal about their sharing with state and local, and we asked the exact same question to state and local about federal, the general view is that the federal folks felt that the state and local sharing was better than the opposite. In other words, the people at the state and local level just had a more negative view of sharing with their brethren at the federal level. So some of that has to be improved in order to kind of streamline security, because we have to run security as an integrated whole if we're going to have a strong security posture for our government.
Just to make sure I understand that last point, that the state folks feel like they are doing adequate sharing to Uncle Sam, but the information's not going back the other direction?
Exactly right.
All right. Just as we finish up here, anything else that we haven't talked about that jumped out at you as you went through this research?
Well, I think you touched upon the high points here, and obviously things can be improved, but, instead of the sky is falling attitude, I think we also learned that these organizations are striving to be better, and have an open mind to creating a better security posture for the government. So it's not all that negative.
All right. Very good. Larry Poneman, the chairman and founder of the Poneman Institute. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.